Right, it's kind of hectic right now here in the studio. We got a turkey roaming around, so. But anyway, we usually talk to Becky, but this week we have you on, and we always want to hear about the great animals that are in the shelter.
Yeah, absolutely. I've got my list ready. I'm sorry.
You're fine.
I'm barking in the background. I do apologize. Start with our small dogs real quick, and then I have a couple announcements about upcoming events here at the shelter.
Okay.
Small dogs, we have Joey. Joey's a little Jack Russell mix. He's black and white. He is already neutered. He got fixed at Paw Prints, and he can go home for a $30 adoption fee, and he is up to date on rabies. We have Sadie. Sadie's a beautiful little terrier mix. She is white with black speckles and black spots. She's a $65 adoption, and she's about 4 months old. We have Baxter. Baxter is a hound mix. He's got those big old hound ears. He is tan, and he is also about 4 months old, and he is neutered already. He got fixed at Paw Prints as well. We have Bubbles and Pebbles. It's a brother and sister pair. They are cats. They're also fixed. They're gray and white, tiger stripes. Pebbles is the female. She's a lighter color, gray, and Bubbles is the darker color. We have Tony the Tiger, is what I call him. He is a really gorgeous, fiery, orange-colored cat. He's a male, around 5 years old. We have Carlos and Manny. They are brother and sister as well. Carlos is gray and white, and Manny is orange and white, and they are fixed. They got fixed as Paw Prints. We also have Lucky. Lucky is pretty popular on Facebook. He's a black cat with a bow tie. He was surrendered to the shelter with his bow tie, and we've just kept it on him. He's ready to go home, and he is a $30 adoption as well. We have Mocha and Malta, also siblings. Got a lot of siblings here at the shelter. They are what we call Fire Point or Feral Point Siamese. They are, instead of the gray, they have the yellow color. But they are white with blue eyes, and they are both fixed and ready to go home as well. Then our big dogs, we have Jim. Jim is a girl. Her sister got adopted last week, and she's looking for the perfect home. She's a German Shepherd mix, really pretty dark brown color, little female around 6 months old. We have Domino. Domino's kind of a laid-back little red heeler. We have Bruce's. Bruce's has been at the shelter for a while. He's a white and black terrier mix, around 5 months old. Kelly is a very large, big guy. He is neutered, so he's a $30 adoption. I'm not sure what he's mixed with. Maybe some Anatolian Shepherd. He is mostly white with black on his face. Thanos is a black lab puppy, around 6 months old. He is a male. We have Andy. Andy is a gorgeous pit bull mix. She is a gray, what I call a gray brindle. She is around 3 years old. We have Lady, who is a hound mix, a blue chick hound mix. Really pretty dark brown on her face and has the ticks. But, you know, she's a blue chick hound mix, so she's got the little black ticks. We have Dixie, who is a sweetheart. She is white with a couple black spots on her face and on her body. She's around 2 years old. And we have Cole. Cole is a white husky. He has these gorgeous light blue eyes with black lining around him, almost like mascara. He's about 5 to 6 years old. And the lady that found him, she took him to the vet here in town, and she paid to have a tumor that was on his hip removed. So somebody has invested in this dog, and we're really hoping to find the perfect home pretty quick for him. So that's the lineup right now. I have plenty more, but that's who I decided to talk about this morning.
Yeah, that's always a lot of animals out there, and they're obviously looking for their forever homes, as we like to refer to them as. And not sure if you have all the information on it yet, but apparently you're having a Christmas open house coming up pretty soon.
Yes, I am super excited about the Christmas open house. We all are. It is December 8th. It's 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. here at the shelter. We'll have cookies, we'll have punch, and we'll be giving tours of the shelter. Of course, everybody wants to visit the dogs and cats. That's why we're here. So we'll be doing that. And it's also it's one of our biggest donation days of the year. We ask that people bring in donations if they can. And I have a list of those if you'd like them.
Absolutely.
All right. Our top four donation items that we're wanting are kitty litter. The clay kind is best. The cheap red bag at Walmart, that does the trick for us. Dog treats, and the reason for that is our dogs get a treat twice a day every time they come inside. It's a great incentive for them to go back to the kennels and want to come back into the kennels after they've been outside. And then, of course, toys. We use toys as enrichment tools. It keeps their mind off of being stuck in a cage. And it's just good for them, you know, good for their teeth. They can chew on it, and they have fun. And then, of course, blankets, old or new. Either one works. We prefer that they aren't comforters. Those are harder to use here at the shelter, but the little throw blankets that, you know, Walmart sells for $2.50, they are fantastic for what we need them for. And then some other items. We always need wet food for dogs and cats. We need kitten and puppy chow, specifically for kittens and puppies. We need paper towels, Dawn dish soap, bleach. We are low on pet carriers and wire cages as well. We're asking for those this year. And, of course, dry dog food as always. So, yeah, that's what we're asking for our Christmas open house, and we're excited to have people out.
And, again, that Christmas open house is on Sunday, December 8th, starting at 1 p.m., going up until about 4 p.m. And you guys take donations anytime, though, correct?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
We've had people coming in, bringing handfuls of stuff here lately. So.
That's awesome. That is great to hear.
Yeah.
Where are you guys located at for people that may be listening for the first time?
We are at 4955 County Road 1400, right across from the wastewater treatment plant in Coffeyville.
And how can they How can they get a hold of you?
Our phone number is 620-252-6060, or you can find us on Facebook.
All right.
Well, Friends of Animals.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for coming in today. We really appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.
All right. You have a good day. Okay. That was from the Coffeyville Friends of Animals. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll have more open line. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.